This is the FY14 Assessment and FY15 Implementation Plan conference call held on Tuesday the 17th of June 2014 at 10 a.m. UK time. Your host for today's conference is Fayyad Fatima.
Okay, let's get started.
Okay, sure, Bahadur, we can start. So we have Charles on the call, and I just uploaded the FY15 implementation plan, the draft copy on Adobe Connect. I just sent a link of the Adobe Connect to the via email.
Okay. Hi, Charles. Hey, Akbar.
Alhamdulillah, how are you? زمان أسمع صوتك.
Charles, are you still on the call?
Okay. تسمعوني؟ Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Now I can hear you.
Okay. عندي مشكلة صغيرة بالمايكروفون. Sorry.
Yeah. بقول
لك إن شاء الله أنت أخبارك منيحة كمان. زمان ما شفناك.
لا الحمد لله. All is good.
Very good. أنا على فكرة جاي على مصر بس جمعة وسبت للأسف. Only.
عندنا مشكلة
نقول. الجايين باجر الخميس المساء عندنا اجتماع مجلس هون تابع للشركه لنا اسمه مجلس المديرين مجتمعين جمعه وسبت بس واحد ضل مشي ف we are meeting over the weekend يعني
اوكي طيب يعني enjoy it. انا هبقى في لندن للاسف لكن ان شاء الله تقضي وقت كويس.
ثانك يو بقى.
ان شاء الله
انت فن. انا بعرف محمود كان مشارك بلندن ف
إن شاء الله. Okay, we'll get started. Fahad, are we good to go?
Yeah. Okay. So, can you please start the recording? Karim, are you still there?
Oh, sorry. Yes, I'm a secrecy on. I'm here. Yes.
Okay. So, can you please start the recording?
It has been started. We'll edit it for you afterwards. Just please go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so go ahead,
Fahad. Okay, thank you, Fahad, and thank you, Charles, for joining. I think we're gonna have a quick call just to update you on where we are regarding the evaluation of FY14, as well as the implementation. Of implementation plan of FY15. And I'm trying to connect to the Adobe page. Hold on for a few seconds. Okay, so so regarding FY15, based on the proposed plan that was developed last year, a year ago, we had a list of actions identified by NISWED. And against each action, there was a suggested timeline, whether it's year one, year two, year three. So what we did was that we took the all the actions of year two, or the actions of, or actually end actions of year one, year two, and included them in this document in front of you. We did some rewording, though. I mean, we merged some actions together. We added maybe one action that was suggested during the Dubai meeting last February. It was regarding media campaign request was that ICANN should do some sort of media campaign to promote its role, its mission, its model, and so forth. So we included this this action item, and we I think the rest was more or less more or less the same. Fahd, and can I scroll down the slide, or you have to do it?
Okay, so I can just ask me, and I can move to the next page. So shall I move to the next page?
Yeah, yeah. Can you scroll down? Can you go to the next one? And I'm not going to go through the actions one by one. I just wanted to highlight that there were a couple of actions that still need to be sort of finalized in terms of, you know, what activities to be implemented. One was in relation to promoting secondary DNS hosting within the region, and this is something that we are still discussing or seeking feedback on from CCTLDs in the region. So based on the feedback, we'll be able to decide whether this will remain or it will be you know, taken off the panel, because apparently based on the feedback we got so far, there were different views. Some thought that this is important, some thought that, you know, it was not that important, and there was no clarity on whether any of the CCTLDs in the region were willing to host secondary servers that belong to other CCTLDs. So we need to get this information very clear from them first, and then decide how to proceed. The other sort of not really pending, but there was another action, another action that suggested ICANN to implement an ambassador program. And based on internal discussions within ICANN, we still don't have the plan or the go-ahead for such a program. The ambassador program did not only come from the Middle East strategy, it also came from the African strategy, but still within ICANN there is no clarity on how we could implement such a program and whether there is a real need for such a program given that there are other programs in place that more or less do what the ambassador program might do as well. So we have the fellowship program, that's one, and we have the speaker bureau. A speaker bureau means that if there's some event somewhere in the region and ICANN as a staff are not able to participate and represent ICANN there, we can ask community members to go and speak at those events. Also, if community members are aware of any events and they, you know, think that it's important for ICANN to be represented, they can speak directly to the speaker bureau and suggest that, you know, ICANN should be represented there. So this is another program. The
main
program is CROP, and CROP is something that...
If you allow me...
Go ahead, Charles. Go ahead. Yep.
Sorry to interrupt you. Because to be honest, this was my only question on this four pages summary that you sent. Sorry if I didn't notice that before, I should have maybe, but this was exactly my question. What is it for, the ambassador? Because you already have the others, as you said. And just to be clear, what does, when you say ambassador program, what's expected from it? Is it like the ISOC ambassador? Because ISOC ambassador is something like ICANN fellowship. This is what I understood. If it is the same, there is no need. Unless there will be another, let's say, a use for it. As you said, when a speaker, speaker bureau covers it, fellowship usually to meetings and so on. So just wanted to check that, please.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Charles, for the question. Actually, I recall from discussions we had last year with MISWEG, when this program or this action was proposed. Discussion was mainly about two things. One is for community members who are experts in subject areas to go and speak on those subject areas at meetings and events, and this is more or less covered by the Speaker Bureau program. But the other aspect of the program was also the title itself. Members thought not only in the Middle East working group, but also it came from Africa, it came from other regions. Some people think that it's good to have this title as an ICANN ambassador, and then for ICANN to develop some sort of a program to give the title to qualified candidates. So then you will end up having a number of ambassadors around the world. They have the title, and then through whether the Speaker Bureau, whether the ambassador program itself, they can go and represent ICANN in meetings and conferences. So it's not the fellowship thing. It's the representation and the title. Okay. So that was the discussion we had, and this is more or less the same. Let's say trend or the same concept that other groups in other regions have been discussing.
Oh, okay, clear. Yeah, thank you. But I still think maybe even I like the idea now, especially as you said regarding even the naming of it is even more maybe attractive to people and to make them more involved at the same time, who they will be visiting, they can know that they are, let's say, representing ICANN in a better way. But so do you think even if it's up, if you want to go on with that, you will keep all the other programs, the fellowship too, and so on, or you will maybe the ambassador will replace one of them, for example?
So again, I mean, of course, the fellowship program will continue, and it will continue to evolve as well as the fellowship program. Now, the crop program, for example, it came from the community. It came from the at-large community and some of the non-commercial constituencies within GNSO. And I suspect that this is also part of the difficulty, that if ICANN is to develop a new program such as the ambassador program, I suspect, I'm not sure, I may need to speak to the team in charge of this at ICANN, but I suspect that community will have to be involved as well, because otherwise, again, like many things that ICANN does, it will be seen by some as if ICANN is doing stuff top down. So I guess other programs like the fellowship, like even the Speaker Bureau, I guess will continue. Again, the thing is, if we want to develop a new program, we need to get more buy-in from the global community and see. And again, my personal opinion is that if we as a Middle East community can utilize the existing programs more effectively, especially the Speaker Bureau and the CROP as well, I guess that will help until ICANN figures out how to implement the ambassador program. So we have some programs in place. And to be honest, I don't think they're being utilized quite fully. We've seen, just to be honest, we've seen improvement as to the number of fellowship applications that come from the Middle East. And we've seen also progress in the number of the accepted applications. So we're seeing progress with regard to the fellowship program. I think we need to make more awareness about the crop and the speaker bureau and try to encourage people to utilize them more effectively.
I totally agree with you. Thank you, Bahar. And even for me, to be honest, the crop wasn't that much clear story. Maybe it's my fault. I was sometimes away from the these initiatives, but you are absolutely right. Thank you.
Okay. The last action item I want to just highlight, there was a proposal for ICANN to support the creation of remote hubs for ICANN meetings. So usually at ICANN meetings, we have remote participation facility via Adobe, chat rooms, and all this. But in addition to that, there was a suggestion that came from NISWEG for remote hubs similar to what has been implemented at IGF meetings and most recently at the Net Mondial meeting as well. So we did check with the IT team at ICANN, and they confirmed that such a functionality is available, and we can support that. And actually, we started with the London meeting because there was a request because of the consultation on the IANA transition. There were actually more than one request from community members to deploy a number of remote hubs around the world support participation from global community. So we started with the London meeting. We reached out, through our contacts in the regions, including the Middle East, and we got for the Middle East, we have so far got confirmation, I guess, from two hubs. So we're starting to sort of utilize the remote hubs. Important thing to note here is that while ICANN has the functionality and has the ability to deploy such hubs, with all the technical limitations that could be discussed later, but they are available and possible to implement. Still, we need local hosts. We need organizations who are willing and able to host such a remote facility, and also host the participants who will eventually participate in the meeting remotely. So it's not only about ICANN providing the facility; it's also about community members to provide the local host facility and reach out to the potential participants and invite them to participate. So I think I'm done with the plan for FY 15. The two sort of new activities. As I said previously, one is the media outreach, and the other one is the DNS Center, DNS Entrepreneurship Center. I did send a note about that center, I think a couple of weeks ago, and our plan is to announce this center in London. On Monday, and of course this center will serve both Africa and the Middle East in terms of capacity building, not only the technical sort of capacity building, but also other business and policy aspects as well. This is my update on FY15.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
This is Imad. I don't know if they announced it when I joined or not.
No, I didn't know that you were on the call, Imad. Sorry for that.
Okay. No, No, I mean, they did not. I'm surprised because I didn't hear the conference coordinator or the operator announce it. So I just thought I'd let you know. I've been listening for a little bit of time. As far as the hub is concerned, I mean, we could talk later as to if we could do something environmental concerning that.
For the remote hub?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can send you. I can send you the email, and then we can have an conversation offline if you would like.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Ahmed, and welcome to the call. Okay. If no further comments or questions on FY 15, of course we're going to have a session in London. Just an update on what has happened in the past year as far as activities and events and projects, and also what is coming ahead in FY 15. This session is scheduled on Monday at 3 p.m. if I'm not mistaken, and of course it's on the public agenda of the if Fahad, can you put the on Adobe, can you put the assessment for FY 14? So one of the action items we had from our meeting in Dubai was to do an assessment for FY 14 to see what has been implemented, what worked, what did not work, and also to try to implement the metrics which the group MISWEC has identified a year ago to measure progress. So this was the other document we sent by email, and in that document we have the it's now on Adobe if you're connected to Adobe, or if you can just open the document from your email. We have the actions and the activities as outlined in the implementation plan, and then the third column that says status of each activity. So, for instance, the first activity was the DNS forum, so that was implemented. We had a very successful DNS forum early this year. However, there was one sub-activity about mentoring accredited registrars, and we were planning to do the mentoring session during the Middle East forum. We had to change the setup of the breakout sessions. So it didn't work. So the item on the mentoring was not implemented. So we'll continue to consider that item. We're not going to neglect it. It will continue to appear on our list of activities until we get it. Until we meet the requirement or meet the expectation there. The second activity was regarding CCTLD workshops. Let me try to read this. So two workshops focused on any of the following topics: registry registrar business model and trends, and CCTLD operators, ASCII and IDNs. So actually, we didn't implement any of these workshops. Reason being that on the registry registrar business model, we could not identify have the right resources and expertise to do the workshop. On the CCTLD operation, we did not have a local host. I mean, we approached a couple of CCTLD operators, but then there was no interest, or they were not able to commit. So this item was not implemented. In fact, can you go to the next slide or the next page? Then there were two more workshops. These are technical workshops on registry operations and security. None of them was implemented last year, and they are both going to be implemented this year, I mean the coming year, FY15, and we are in discussion with a couple of CCLDs. We got, you know, some positive feedback so far, so we're going to try to finalize the dates and make the announcement. The third or the next activity was regarding the task force on IDNs. I think this is one of the success stories of this group. We have a very well established and active a group of 20 or 20 plus experts in IDNs, and they recently concluded their second face-to-face meeting in Istanbul, in Turkey, and they actually, I mean, Fad can speak to the details if needed about what they have achieved in the last year and the plan they have for next year. So that was a success by all means. Next. Technical workshops on DNSSEC and IPv6. We sponsored a workshop on DNSSEC with MENOG early this year. And on IPv6, there was another workshop organized by MENOG on V6. But again, based on feedback we have, we offered some sponsorships for this workshop as well, but we did not get feedback from any interested parties. And actually, one of the things, maybe just to give you an idea, even though we did this DNSSEC workshop with MENOG, the feedback we had from the instructors was that the workshop was not well attended. And we were currently discussing internally whether, internally I mean FAD, myself, together with the security team at ICANN, whether it's better to do such activities with third parties or third party events like MENOG and others, or it's better to approach CCTLDs directly and do workshops with CCTLDs where they can also invite other interested parties from ISPs, from government, from academia. So last month we had a DNSSEC workshop with .tr in Turkey, in Ankara, which was very well attended, and the level of participants was excellent in terms of, you know, technical know-how and experience with DNS operations and so forth. So just this is to let you know. The next item was regarding root server instances, increase the number of root server instances in the region. So in the past year, we have worked with maybe three or four potential hosts for LRoot. We completed one with Etisalat in Dubai. We currently have three in the pipeline. There are at least two of them are in the very final stages of, you know, putting the equipment and configuring them. And one of the, and I'm gonna say that because it was announced. So Talal Abu Ghazala organization is one of the hosts for an LRoot. They made the announcement and they signed the documents, and I think the equipment will be ready in the next couple of weeks. So this is regarding the LRoot. And then The next item was to continue to support internet governance fora at regional and national levels in the region. So, of course, we are committed to work to continue to work with the Arab IGF. We've been working with the Arab IGF for the past 2 years, actually, even before its inception. ICANN was part of the very first meeting that took place in Beirut. It was hosted by the Lebanese government with help from Dr. Imad, Salam, and others. And then we were also participants at the first two editions of the Arab IGF, and of course we are also a member of the Arab IGF MAG, Sahad is representing ICANN there. So we'll continue to work with the Arab IGF community to participate and to encourage more participation and support more participation at the Arab IGF. The other piece of good news was the recent announcement by the Lebanon Internet Center link. This is a multi-stakeholder center or organization that has representation from the government, from the private sector, from the civil society and academia. Its main objective is to coordinate internet policies in Lebanon at national level. Imad, I know that you are part of this organization, mm-hmm. along with other friends from the Lebanese community. So even though I cannot really give any credit to ICANN for the establishment of Link, but again ICANN is committed to support Link and to work with Link until it's entirely actually both Fadi and Fahad attended the launching event of Link a couple of weeks ago in Beirut. So I think this is an excellent news for the region. The following item is regarding
internet. One quick thing, yeah. Bahir.
Sure.
Just to say that, I mean, this is one of the areas, I guess, around the world where this is a bottom-up approach, not the top-down approach. I mean, the groups together or the people together got together and then, I shouldn't say forced it, but put this link story together, and we're very hopeful that this will move forward. We actually had a meeting last week where we had the board, and we're getting moving forward. We have to give the credit to ICANN for the whole approach that it's been following and the visits and the discussions that it has had with many people, and we definitely will depend on the support as we move forward. I personally wasn't during that day because I was at the IGF, but the ITRA, the Ministry of Telecom, the Ministry of Economy or Commerce, and the private sector, both the operators and Ghurfat al-Tijara, in addition to academia, everybody's involved in it. And thanks to everyone.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ahmed. As I said, I think this is super news for us, for the multi-stakeholder community, and I hope that it will be a role model for other initiatives in the region. And thank you for your engagement, for your support, and others. I wish Nabil was on the call with us today, because Nabil also played an instrumental role in Link. So I think, as I mentioned,
actually we have elected him as the CEO.
Okay, so this is excellent news as well. Mm-hmm. But as you said, I think it was a community effort. It was entirely bottom up. So I think it's it cannot be better. So we look forward to working with you and with the rest of the board and the members to make it a real success.
Thank you.
The following item was the development of initiatives and partnerships in the internet governance space in terms of capacity building and awareness. And we did launch, again, when I say we, I don't mean ICANN. That was with help from community members as well. So we did launch the Middle East IG school on internet governance with partnership and support from the Kuwaiti Internet Information Technology Society KIT, together with Right Entity and affiliates. And we had the first program or the first training last month in Kuwait, and this is going to be an annual event. And we also participated and supported a number of capacity building activities on IG together with the Diplo Foundation and HEVOS and others. And we will continue to do the same in the following years. So this is what in terms of what worked and what didn't work. So as you see, we have maybe 80 or 85% of the planned activities were fulfilled. We missed on a few activities, especially on some of the training workshops that we were supposed to do. But the good news is that after 1 year of the implementation of the Middle East strategy, we are confident to say that we are good to go with two annual events in the Middle East that didn't exist a year ago: the Middle East Forum, DNS Forum, and the School on Internet Governance. So this is in terms of main stream events that, together with other existing events like MENOG, like the Arab IGF, and maybe others, now if you look at the calendar of events in the Middle East, you will find that probably in each quarter of the year, there will be at least one internet-related event in the Middle East, and I think this is something we're all looking for before we started this work. So I think this is the major achievement of this year in terms of what has been achieved. Fahad, there was also a few slides on the matrix. Can you put those on the screen? Okay. Yeah, so actually there are still a couple of items. I thought we were done with the activities. The train-the-trainer model, and this is going to be part of the capacity building task force. The capacity building task force, as you know, was put together early this year in January, and they did help us with the Middle East School on IG program. I hope next year they will take on the train-the-trainer concept. Also, the train-the-trainer concept will be part of the DNS Entrepreneurship Center, because one of the objectives of the center is to train trainers, not to train, experts or trainees, but to train trainers. And those trainers, as I said, are going to be from the whole, not only the Middle East, but Africa and the Middle East. So this is something that the center will strive to deliver as well. The last item was on the ICANN fellowship opportunities, and as I said in my earlier, that we've seen progress made in this regard, both in terms of number of applications coming to ICANN and number of accepted applications And I think we're going to see this in the matrix as well. Okay, Fat, can you scroll down? Okay, so these are the matrix that Mieswegg suggested. I'm not going to go through them one by one, but as you can see in DNS security and stability, there are things like number of training activities, number of awareness. Okay, Fad is trying to adjust the screen. Okay. Number of trainers, number of trainings conducted by previous trainings, and so forth. Of course, on the trainings, we did the DNSSEC training with Minog, as I said. We did another one in Turkey, but Turkey is not part of the Middle East strategy. That's why it's not reflected here. Then, of course, we haven't achieved the or we haven't implemented the train the trainer thing, so you can see some zeros with regard to number of trainers and number of trainings conducted by trainers. On the number of L route, as I said, we have one in Dubai with Salat, and three in the pipelines, including the one from Tagi. On the Arabic LGR, the IDNs, IDN variants, the task forces making significant progress in that regard. On the okay, all these activities are IDN task force related, so I'm going to jump to the next one. Domain name industry, we had the information about number of CCTLDs or number of registrations under CCTLDs in the region. So we had the baseline from last year, January 2013. So we updated the document this year, and we compared the results. So we have more than 140,000 domain names registered in the past year. Increased number of IDN CCTLD registrations. We did the same. Increased number of Arabic script IDN CCTLDs. These are top-level domains like .masra and .saudiya and so forth. So there was one Arabic string approved last month, I believe. It's yet to be announced officially based on requests from the requester or the applicant. But it should be announced very soon. GTLD applications that came from the region. I mean, most of the applications, probably all of them, but two were, or maybe three, were accepted. Applications like .arab, .arab, .dubai, Abu Dhabi, and so forth. But actually, none of them have opened or started registrations, maybe with the exception of .shabaka. And of course, .shabaka may or may not be seen as a middle application, because we know that the applicant is an Australian company that has presence in Dubai. So it depends on how we look at it. Increase in number of CCTLD registrars. We collected data from CCTLDs, and we got to know that there were nine new registrars in Palestine for .ps, and two new registrars in Emirates for .ae. Number of accredited registrars, new accredited registrars, we have at Salat, who was accredited early this year. Number of successful GTLD applications, all but .gcc. .gcc was rejected based on GAC advice. Then number of registrants per capita. These are statistics that we were not able to devise, and they will be part of the market study that we're going to conduct next year. So one of the actions for FY15 is to conduct a market study on DNS in the Middle East. So with the study, we'll be able to measure those statistics.
Okay. I have to apologize. I have to leave to go to my meeting. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Last item was internet governance. We've seen some progress in a number of events, outreach events in the region. We have the list of events. We've seen also progress, number and nature of stakeholder representation in the different events, including, of course, the Middle East DNS Forum and other events. I'm not going to through all of them. If I can scroll down. Number and nature of stakeholder representation of speakers invited to participate. We had speakers from the region at each and every meeting we organized, Middle East Forum, Middle East School on Internet Governance, and what else? I can scroll down, please. And the APTLD in Oman. Number and nature of stakeholder representation, instructors invited to participate. We had a number of instructors from the region. Actually, most of the instructors who participated in the summer school event or the school on internet governance event were from the Middle East. And I think that was a very good, sort of signal that we're getting more engagement from experts in the region. Then we're having the number of fellows. Before the fellows, we have the number of attendees and frequency of attendance at ICANN meetings of last year. We had in Durban and Buenos Aires, so you can see the numbers and the progress made. Same for the fellowship. Actually, in the fellowship, we've seen significant progress in the number of applications for the London round. The applications have jumped to 172, and even for the ICANN Los Angeles, the next ICANN meeting, I think we have received even more applications. Number of new members joining ICANN, supporting organizations and advisory committees. We have a couple of at-large structures from Pakistan and Yemen. We have .TN, Tunisia, joining the CCNSO, and Lebanon, they joined the GAC. Actually, Lebanon joined the GAC last June. Again, it was around the same time when this strategy started their work, so it was not really as a result of this strategy work. Then we have a number of individuals who participated in a number of ICANN's working groups and task forces, so we just put the names on the list there. Fat, can you scroll down? Scroll down. I'm not going to read the names. Go down. Of course, in addition to the individuals, you also have the task forces on IDNs and capacity building. One of the items we couldn't collect statistics for was number of public comments that came from the region. You know, when ICANN publishes any document, any policy document, we publish the document for public comments. We were not able to collect statistics on those comments. We are working with our communications IT teams to see how we can implement this in the future, how we can get such statistics from comments that were submitted over the period of, 6 months, a year, or so. Increase in ICANN presence in the region. Of course, we have the ICANN hub office in Istanbul. We have one a staff member added to the region, Fahad Batayna. We have the DNS Entrepreneurship Center that will be announced next year. It's also more resources for the region. And, of course, the funding the participants of the IDN task force as well. Increase in participation from the region in related internet governance fora. So ICANN has supported participation in MENOG and in a number of other events over the past 12 months. So with that, I think I'm done with the evaluation of the FY 14. Of course, all the documents are going to be made available on the wiki page, if not already posted. We're going to post them shortly. And I think I'm going to stop there. If any questions, I'll be happy to take them. Okay, I hear none. Okay, Fahad, over to you.
Okay, thank you, Bahar. I guess we'll be posting these two documents as well as the recording for the call on the wiki space, and we'll just send it to the other members of the MISRIC, and we hope, we hear back from them before we just wrap up whether the FY14 assessment or the FY15 implementation plan.
Thank you, Bahar and Fahad.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Okay, thank you, Bahar.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
That concludes the FY14 assessment and FY15 implementation plan call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.